أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you may remember, I'm talking about the importance of justice, because justice is one of the principles of Islamic ethics, and it is the most important principle in Islamic ethics. We must focus on this principle a little more in order to understand and learn about the significance of this moral principle. In our previous session, I quoted some two verses from the Holy Quran to tell you how important this principle is. This session will again be devoted to quoting some verses from the Holy Quran. As you know, we have two important sources: the Holy Quran and the tradition, of the Holy Prophet and the tradition of the infallible Imams. Our Sunni brothers rely on the Holy Quran and prophetic tradition, but we, in addition to the Holy Quran and Prophet's tradition, rely on the tradition of the infallible Imams, beginning with the Imam Ali, the first Shia Imam, and ending with Imam Mahdi, the last Imam. So if we want to show the significance and importance of any of our principles, we must rely on these sources. We must refer to these sources. These sources, these references will help us understand the depth and significance of it. As I mentioned before, there are many verses in the Holy Quran that signify the importance of justice. And among the many verses that are mentioned in the Holy Quran is this verse: Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kunu qawwamin bil qist shuhada lillah walau ala anfusikum aw al walidain wal aqrabin إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما فلا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا وإن تلووا أو تؤرزوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا. The verse is of course a very long verse, but it contains many important points. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, O you who believe, O believers, O you who believe in Allah, O you who believe in Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, O you who believe in the day of resurrection, كونوا قوامين بالقسط. be maintainers of justice. Try to maintain justice throughout your life. شهداء لله and be bearers of witness for Allah. Don't bear witness for gaining worldly gains, for getting some material benefits. No, stay in witness for the sake of God. When you bear witness, when you give testimony, try to remember God and try to do it for the sake of God, for the satisfaction of Allah, the Almighty. وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ and be bearers of witness even against your own selves. How can one bear witness against one's own self? If your interests are at stake, if your interests are at danger, and if you give a testimony that endangers your interests, if you give a testimony that threatens your interests, then you are actually testifying and giving witness against your own self. And if you give witness against your near and dear, against your close relatives, you are acting against your own self. وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ even against your own self, أَوِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ or against your parents. Allah the Almighty is very much concerned about parents. As I talked before, Allah emphasizes on respecting parents, on esteeming parents, and on paying homage to parents. There are many verses that advise us to respect our parents and to visit them and to do good to them. But despite all this, here, because it is the issue of justice, when it comes to just justice, Allah is very serious. Allah says, bear witness even against your parents. Maybe your parents may tell you to do something, but whatever it is not in line with the requirement of justice. In such cases, try to act on justice, not on the preferences of your parents, not on the advices of your parents. Forget about their advices. Forget about your love towards them. Forget about your sympathy towards them. Act on the principle of justice. And if you act on the principle of justice, Allah will be, of course, satisfied with you. والأقربين and your close relatives, maybe your brother is there, your sister is there, your aunt is there, maybe they have a case and they call you to give witness, to bear witness. In such cases, one is inclined very much to do a thing that serves the relatives. But Allah, the Almighty, forbids us from doing such kind of things. He says, keep in mind the word of God. Keep in mind the principle that is fixed by God. Don't look at the words of this or that person. إِنْ يَكُنْ غَنِيًّا أَوْ فَقِيرًا فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِمَا. If he be rich or poor, then Allah is nearer to them. This verse tells us that don't think about people. Don't look at their living conditions. In other words, don't be fooled by the living condition of the people with whom you live. Maybe somebody is rich, and their richness might influence you to serve them. And somebody is poor, and maybe their poverty might influence you to do something for or against them. Allah the Almighty says, don't base your actions, don't base your decisions on love and hatred. Don't base your decisions on your low desires. Don't take your emotions as your guide. Instead, look at the Word of God. The Word of God, the directive of God, is the best guide. If you're looking for a guide, then why don't you look at the words of Allah the Almighty? His words are the best guide. So, فَلَا تَتَّبِعُ الْهَوَى. Then the words mentions very clearly. Don't follow your low desires. Don't follow your passions. And of course, there is a big difference between what Muslim scholars say and what the Westerners point out. In Western countries, philosophers such as Hume are of the view that emotions are people's guide. Desires are people's guide. But Muslim scholars, on the contrary, believe that we must take the words of God and the advices of intellect as our guide and as our source of emulation. فَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا الْهَوَىٰ أَن تَعْدِلُوا. And don't follow your low desires, lest you deviate. If a person follows his low desires, he must make sure that he will deviate from the true path. Because your desires are not always in line with the truth, sometimes they might be in line with truth. But there are cases where your interests, your low desires, are not in line with truth. Your emotions are not in harmony with truth. Truth requires something, but your passions, your emotions, and your low desires require something else. And it is very much difficult to reconcile between your desires and the requirements of truth. So if there is actually a conflict between the two, in such cases, one must take side with truth. One must follow the line of truth. وَإِن تَلْوُوا أَوْ تُعْرِزُوا. If you swerve, if you deviate, or if you turn aside and ignore the truth, then Allah is knowing and is well acquainted with what you do. So it was a brief explanation of this verse. This verse contains many important points. First of all, this verse tells us in a very clear manner about the importance of the principle of justice. If you study this verse carefully and closely, you will understand it is very much emphatic about the principle of justice. First of all, it uses emphasis. As you know that whenever a speaker, whenever a person lays emphasis on anything, it shows he is emphatic about it. It shows he takes it very seriously. So whenever you lay stress on anything, whenever you lay emphasis on anything, it shows you give importance to it. This verse lays emphasis on the principle of justice because it used the word qawwam. It is an exaggeration in Arabic. It tells us that do justice whenever you can. Every time you must follow the principle of justice. In every situation, you must follow the principle of justice. It makes no difference whether you are poor or rich, you are healthy or ill. Follow this principle. Don't make any excuse. Your excuse will not be accepted. Act on the principle of justice. So from the word qawwam, we can understand that the verse is very much emphatic about the principle of justice. Secondly, this verse addresses the believers. Ya ayyuhal lazina amanu. This verse addresses the believers. We believe, as it is proved in theology, we believe that the Holy Quran addresses all human beings, whether Muslims or non-Muslims. And all are supposed to follow Quranic commandments. All are supposed to obey divine orders. But here, we see that this verse addresses the believers from among all human beings. The question now arises as to why this verse has specifically addressed the believers. Why did it not address all human beings? It is also a sign of emphasis. Because others may not listen to the words of the Holy Quran. But you believers who accept the Holy Quran, who accept the judgment of Allah, the Exalted, who accept the hereafter, you people with such characteristics follow the principle of justice. If others do not follow the principle of justice, at least you should follow the principle of justice. It shows us a sort of stress that Allah lays on the principle of justice. In addition to all this, there is a threatening message or passage at the end of this verse. Allah the Almighty says, وَإِن تَلْوُوا أَوْ تُعْرِزُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. If you swerve, if you deviate, or if you distort the image of justice, because some people are very much intelligent or clever, they can reshape each and everything. They can change each and everything in accordance with their desires and intentions. Allah says that if you change the structure of justice, or if you distort the image of justice, أَوْتُعْرِزُوا, or if you do not act on your duty, and if you refuse to bear witness or to act on the principle of justice, because some people will say, okay, I don't know. If you ask them, come, help me, bear witness, they say, oh, okay, I cannot do, excuse me. If some people make excuses, and if they do not act in accordance with their duty, then Allah says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. Allah is verily aware of what you do. It is a kind of threat. Allah is threatening those who do not act on their duty. So a day will come when God will punish them because of not acting on their duties. Because when you have a servant, for example, and if he or she does not act in accordance with his or her duty, then you will threaten him or her saying, I know what to do with you. This is a message that contains threat. So Allah is threatening. So from this passage, we understand that Allah is very much serious about the principle of justice. And Allah uses all kinds of language tools in order to tell us that this is a very important principle. We must make use of this principle in our life. This principle is sometimes in line with our interests, and there are times when it is not in line with our interests. We must act on this principle, whether it is in line with our interest or it is not in line with our interest. We must focus our attention on the words of God. And from this we can also understand that Islamic ethics is very much deontological. It is an ethics that relies on acting on duties. It is not very much concerned about the worldly consequences of things. It is concerned about duties. Act on your duty. Act in according with your obligation. Forget about the consequences. When we talk of consequences, when we speak about consequences, of course we talk about the short-term consequences, about the worldly consequences, because this is the thing that is taken into account by the consequentialists. They are very much concerned about such kind of consequences. Allah says, act in accordance with your duty and forget about the consequences, the worldly consequences. The action which you do may be sometime of good consequences, and sometimes they may have bad follow-ups. In either cases, you have to act in accordance with your duty, in accordance with the principle of justice. This is the point of emphasis. And of course, this verse also talks about the example of testimony. You can ask why does it talk about testimony? There are so many other things. Why did it talk about testimony? It can be said that firstly, such things are very much of frequency. Time and again we come across such kind of things where we need a witness. And because we frequently need a witness, therefore Allah the Almighty has given the example of witness. Another point that can be said with regard with this example is that giving witness or giving testimony is sometimes easy, but there are times when it is very much difficult. And it is very much difficult to bear witness against your parents, against your relatives, against those who are rich, or against those who are poor. And because it is very much difficult, because it is very much hard, and because of this, God has stressed on this example, and God has given this example. The third point that can be said in regard with this example is that this example was something that was quite different from what was customary during the age of arrogance. In the pre-Islamic era of Arabs, they had their own principles. They were very much concerned about their relatives, not about the principle of justice. When they were bearing witness, they were keeping it in mind not to harm their relatives and not to harm their own interests. But Allah the Almighty wants to break this tradition. Allah the Almighty says, forget about such kind of traditions. Act on the principle of justice. Inshallah, we will talk more about this verse in our coming session, and that will be all for this session. Thank you very much.